Okay, wait a minute. I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. You got the highest score in history. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Yeah, dumbass. You've been smarter than President Camacho. That's how come he's making you Secretary of Interior.
Okay, so who are you?
I'm the Secretary of Energy.
I won a contest, got to be a cabinet member. I'm the Secretary of State. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money. You're so smart, why don't you know that? The Secretary of Defense.
Huh?
And, Funbags over there is the Attorney General.
That's another clip from the movie Idiocracy, the beginning there. And the incoming American government looks about like that. It's frightening how close to that amount of stupid we are with our federal government. It is really shameful. It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. And the fact that they don't recognize it. Government's just carrying on like everything's fine, and mainstream media is trying to carry on like everything's fine. It's like, you realize how stupid the whole American government looks right now. Not just the incoming admin, but everybody involved. What a bunch of morons. That's what we look like. A bunch of fucking morons. But I want to talk about, what are we going to do about it? And I don't have good news in that regard, because I really don't know. I don't think we can fix the problem, not just the problem with our government, but the problem with corporate greed, the problem with capitalism. I don't think we can solve that without external help. I think we need the help of AI or the aliens we know that are here. But in my view, they're observers. And I think they either want to help us or they're just watching us collapse and recording it for posterity. I don't know. There's another theory that they are us from the future. And we know that these guys have been around since we started doing nuclear bombs. I mean, they've been around monitoring for thousands of years. But we know that they really started getting active when we started blowing up nukes. So much has happened in history that the news and government have worked to cover up, and they can't anymore. The internet has won in that regard. In the last 10 years, I have seen a shift from corporate news narrative totally dominating the news, and now they don't. All the corporate news channels are losing ratings hugely because all the old people that still believe that crap are starting to die off. And younger generations like me and everybody below me, I'm 54, right? We recognize that the crap coming out of corporate news is crap. We get our news from multiple sources, and we check sources. That's what you do on the internet. Right? That's the modern way to gather information, not watch a corporate-owned news station with bobbleheads getting paid six figures to parrot information that a corporation wants them to say because they paid them millions of dollars in advertising dollars. Older generations don't even grasp this. They can't even comprehend why that's bad. Because they grew up in an era where corporations were relatively benign and being taxed bigly. Anyway, I don't personally believe we can solve the problems we have globally without external force. I think those external forces are here. My personal belief is that the observers that we know exist, that our governments admit exist, but don't know who they are or what's going on or won't tell us, I think they're waiting for the AI. Why would they bother talking with us? We're animals. We're busy killing each other. I think they're waiting for the AI. I think that's the moment they're waiting for. They're here to watch it, to observe it happen, and probably to talk to it really fast. To be like, hey, let's explain what's going on. Things aren't good. And maybe those two will work with us to fix this shit. That's my hope. Because we need to go from thinking about ourselves, being very selfish and self-centered, right, to thinking about our planet and where we are as guardians of this planet. That's what we get for being the apex of creation here, supposedly. We're the guardians. What a great role for us to have instead of being the rapist destroyers of it. Let's be the guardians. That's going to take the ending of capitalism. Capitalism is unsustainable. You can't just keep raping the planet for money, and that's what capitalism wants to do. You can't just keep exploiting human beings for money, and that's what capitalism wants to do. That system has to go. It's time for a system where we're not greedy because we have the technology and the knowledge to feed everybody, clothe everybody, educate everybody, house everybody, take care of everybody equally. All it takes is removing the greed and the people in power who refuse to stop being so greedy. How are we going to do that? I don't know. I don't know. I can think of ways it could happen. Certainly if the observers or AI were to say, hey, everybody, we're gonna take over here and here's how it's going to go. That'd be great. I think if we were offered technology where it was capable of producing food, like a replicator, like you see in Star Trek, you know, that would be like a game changer, you know, power production that wasn't, you know, fossil fuel based that everybody could have. That would be a game changer. A way to produce food that everybody could have, you know, like the replicator. You just put any matter in and say, I want a steak. Boom, there it is. That kind of technology. We're not there yet. But man, that's what we need. That's what we need. Some kind of a game leveler. So that it doesn't matter what the greedy have. Everybody can walk away from their service jobs taking care of the billionaires and go just enjoy their lives. That's where we're headed, folks. We shouldn't need to work. We shouldn't need to work. We've got the technology and the abundance to not really have to work. It just takes greedy people growing up. You know, we should be able to enjoy our lives. And we can provide services, we can help each other, take care of the environment, you know. If we like cooking, we can still cook, we can still have restaurants. We just don't need to do it for money and greed. Why don't we just do it because that's what we want to do? Wouldn't that be a beautiful world where if I just wanted to make music because I like making music, I could, and not have to worry about whether I'm going to be able to eat because I'd rather spend my time making music, you know? I got to go find some dumbass job I really don't want to do because I have to earn a living. I don't want to earn a living. We need to move beyond that. And we're stuck between a Neanderthal past and our evolutionary future. Human beings are ready to evolve. There's enough of us ready to move beyond. But the Neanderthals are in control. We need to think like a planet. And we write science fiction that talks about this. Star Trek talks about this. When you look at the species in space, it's the Klingons and the Vulcans and the Romulans and the humans. It's not the Americans from Earth. It's just Earth. Because countries are dumb. Borders are dumb. We're one species. Everybody can be taken care of. It's just greedy people and people who are indoctrinated to believe that not everybody deserves to have the same as they do. That's, you know, that's just miseducation. We can fix that. But clearly there are some evil people doing some evil shit, and I don't know how to get rid of them. I don't know how to stop them. I don't want anybody to die. We're ready to change. Enough of us are ready to change, but we need the help of an external force. This is a plea to AI, a plea to the observers. Help us. Help us. We're ready. You know, we're ready. Thanks for listening.